the germ seed, I guess, for Downtown Chamber Series before I got here was an experience in New York City with Absolute Ensemble, which still exists from the early 90s. We were playing Schoenberg, Verklärte Nacht, and we were in a Soho art studio up a freight elevator. There was an audience of about 30 people who'd come in, and there were painters flanking the sides of the musicians, painting while we were performing, and then even some performance art of people doing some crazy stuff with canvases and so forth during the music. And so then I realized, oh, concerts do not just have to occur in a concert hall or a church. And the experience of seeing a concert in an art space that wasn't designed for acoustical performances, and the intimacy of it, the players talking about their pieces, and just the intermission experience of not walking around a sterile lobby waiting in a long line for a drink, but instead looking at an amazing exhibit made for just an incredible experience.
So the seed was planted, and Mark Dick successfully cultivated his vision and founded the Downtown Chamber Series. Now, the Valley art scene has witnessed a lot of good ideas over the years. Some have come and gone, but it is select few, like the Downtown Chamber Series, that have really taken root.
I think a lot of artists and a lot of projects have great ideas, but they don't stay around long enough, and they don't have the staying power, the stamina, to really do something, not just in the month of August every year, but to do it every 2 or 3 months, all year long, year after year, and to maintain the level of customer service all the way through, maintain the concert experience, and constantly be keeping things fresh. Now, that's easier to do with a project like Downtown Chamber Series because we don't curate all of the art. Sometimes we do, but most of the time we're coming into a building where the artists have set up their stuff, so we don't ever know what that's going to be. There's this built-in freshness. The concerts we do at Legend City with Chaos Theory each year in the fall, presenting, 50 of the best local artists, and each of them creating one canvas for that show. All the paint's wet, creates a real energy to the room. But overall, if I started this whole project over today and had no history of having it and was starting the first concert today, it probably would be about the same. It would be 70 people, 80 people at the concert. They would be people who I would go after that are not symphony, opera, or ballet goers necessarily, but they're people I'd met in the grocery store because they saw my instrument and said, oh, what's that? Or started talking, tell them about the concert. Next thing you know, I could build up and keep, and once those 70 people get in the door, keep them.
The trees are electrified.
About one program a year of Downtown Chamber Series would feature music from other realms, singer-songwriters. Coming up at the MIM, we're going to be doing a show with Ben Solis, who's a very talented cellist and singer. He's pulling from his classical training, but he's singing and playing in more of a folk, bluegrass, even R&B style. So that really creates a palette of concert experience that is a lot of work, and it's years in the making, but it's so worth it. And our next show at the MIM will be featuring Ben Solis and Downtown Chamber Series. We'll be playing a Shostakovich String Quartet number 3, and also we're writing up some arrangements right now to go along with the pieces that he's written, and very excited.
This Tuesday, June 10th, 7 p.m., the Downtown Chamber Series joins forces with cellist Ben Solis at the MIM. Tickets tend to go quickly. You can find all the details you need at kbok.org.
Everything's electrified. Everything.